This is the Progressive Radio Network. Information for the independent mind.
C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlia mia, cutterara, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abriscia olo, i te va, i te viene sempre a baccalare del mare bene. Se ci picchia bande, se è baccalare, figlia mia.
Oh, mama, zuma, zuma, bacala. Hi, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. This week, on the day before Thanksgiving. So, whew, what a ride, what a wild ride. Oh, and by the way, just to say, I'm going away. That's right. Leaving the country. So I'm not going to be on Trends This Week next week. So I'm not leaving for good. I'll be back on Trends This Week on December 12th. Taking a wild ride. Tell you more about it when I get back. Someplace I never thought I'd go, but I'm going there now to see what's going on. So I'll be gone next week, the week after, but be back on December 12th, 2018. So, wow. It's funny, again, you know, I'm back on PRN. When I get back on here, oh yeah, September 19th, 2 days before the U.S. equity markets hit them new highs. That's right. That cat is high. Yep, no, not that high. Anyway. And we sent out a trend alert, and I mentioned it on the show, to get ready for an economic 9/11. The first shots are about to be fired. And fired they have been. Yep. Since that time, the S&P 500, after the September 21st, has slumped into correction territory. Correction territory means it's down some 10%. Take that Asian Pacific market out there. They're down in bad territory. They're down over 20%. The FTSE World Index down over 7%. The Chinese markets, the Shanghai, whew, hanging low. Way down there in bear territory, down over 30%. Big problems going on in China. Huge, huge, huge debt levels. And a lot of the corporate debt is dollar debt. Dollar debt's no good when you're holding on to that yuan they have over there. Because you know what's happening. U.S. interest rates are going up. And the higher the rates go, the weaker those currencies go. That's the problem. They got all this debt. We're looking at the Chinese yuan sliding against the dollar, and they have to pay off all this dollar debt. So the currency pressures are mounting around the world. Because the stronger the dollar gets, the weaker those currencies go, and there's some $250 trillion worth of debt out there, and a lot of it's dollar-based. So this is serious what's going on. And now the mainstream media, business media, is finally getting on the same page as we are. Because as you well know, I've been saying, forget about this baloney that you're hearing about. Trade wars and tariffs are destabilizing the global economy, and that's why it's slowing down. No, it's not. What's slowing it down is the slowdown of the cheap money that they've been dumping into the system. That's all it's doing. I mean, it's people say, you know, Gerald, you called it wrong. You said there was going to, I was on Gary Noll way back in the day. You know, I said, no, this thing's going to go down. I called the panic of 08, took out the domain name in 2007. But I missed it. I missed the global stock market spike. And I missed the real estate spike because I thought things would go down further, as did many others. But, you know, there's no such thing as zero and negative interest rate policy and quantitative easing that juiced the markets. It wasn't the basic economic fundamentals that put the world on the path of recovery following the Great Recession. It was the central banksters. Yeah, those money drug dealers injecting heavy doses of monetary methadone into failing financial systems. Remember those too big to fail bailouts? Trillions of our dollars going into the big corporations, the banksters and others to bail them out. Yep. That's what got the markets back online and going higher. Never expected that. I never expected, again, negative and zero interest rate policies, quantitative easing, the injecting of heavy doses of monetary methadone into all those failing systems that juiced equities and real estate markets to their new artificial highs. That cat is high. Oh, man, that cat is high. He's higher than the sky. Oh, that's a different high. Yep. Oh, by the way, reefer, money, madness, bop, 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 bop. One of our top 10 trends 3 years ago. That's right. Loads of stories we've been writing on it and how the stocks were going to go up in those area fields and where this trend is going, and there's more to go with it. And we're going to be publishing our new trends journal coming out in just a few days, the November issue, and a lot more on marijuana. And besides, of course, the legal use, as I say, if the planet could feed us, you think it could heal us? You got a bunch of little clowns, a bunch of little losing jerks that people like to call Republicans and Democrats and government officials. that came up with this baloney after, you know, oh, they just found another stone carving in a cave that goes back 40,000 years. So let's take from, we'll just pretend that maybe life began 10,000 years before those 40,000 years. We'll just make up something, but we could go with 40,000. We know we're safe. So from 40,000 years ago to the 1930s, it was okay to smoke, use, and marijuana for pleasure and for health. But then you got a bunch of morons, arrogant little slow-life freaks that say, this is illegal. It's illegal. And we're going to ruin your lives forever if we catch you with it. And because of all you Democrats that love that slick Willie Clinton, we're going to give you three strikes and you're out. Which means that if you get busted three times for this stuff, you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail. Again, morons making up laws to ruin and destroy life on Earth. I forgot about the wars. But going back and bringing it all back, bring it back to the economy as well. A bunch of freaks. Gangsters, they're banksters, man. Made up this baloney of negative and zero interest rate policy and quantitative easing. A war on savers, by the way, because once upon a time, you used to be able to put your money in a bank and get an interest rate on it. But we'll forget about that. So they juice these economies with fake dough. And now that's coming home to roost. That's why the markets are going down. Because the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. And the world can't take it. They can't take real money. They need the monetary methadone to keep it high and keep those markets flying high and the real estate markets with it. But it's running out. And that's why we call the economic 9/11 and the first shots of that economic terror strike have been fired. That's why you're seeing what's going on with the markets. Now, having said that I got it wrong before because I didn't understand what they would do, because tracking trends, you see, is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So you look back to the how we got here is they never had again the scam of what they've done with rates and quantitative easing. So you got it wrong. So now, in looking ahead as things are going down, financial markets, real estate, tech, retail, energy stocks falling sharply across the globe. And with all those equity markets diving into bear and correction territory, what can save the day? What's going to save the day? Higher doses of the cheap money drug. That's it. That's what it will take. And will they do it? Why not? You know, those of you that subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, the only place you'll read history before it happens, you know, we follow these events on a daily basis. We have Trends in the News broadcasts, Monday through Thursday, for example. Send out trend alerts, as we did yesterday and today. As the economy is each week, we send them out and more when needed. And, of course, our Trends Journal. We've been talking a lot about what's going on in central banks around the world. And one of them is in India. And there's been a little battle going on between the Prime Minister Modi and the central banksters. Modi wants them to loosen and ease up on their economic policy because there's an election ahead. There's an election ahead. And guess who wants to win? So The battle's been going on, and the central banksters have been saying, no, we're not going to bend over. And they have. That's right. So now the latest line that just came out on Monday is that the central bank is not going to be so aggressive in India in raising rates and tightening up money supply. You got it. Remember, just came out, Paul Volcker, the Fed chair, back in the day of the Reagan administration, was coming out with a new book, The Cat's Almost Gone, man. 91, not feeling well, so they rushed the book out. And he says in the book how he was called into the White House and sat down with the President James Baker in the library. And he was told by Baker, without Reagan uttering a word, that you have orders not to raise interest rates before Election Day. Hey, maybe that's where Modi got it from, huh? Look, in order to get to these high levels in government and bureaucracies, you got to bend over to take it. You suck your way up to the top. These aren't independent people. They do what they're told. So there's a reality here that the Federal Reserve may not raise interest rates so aggressively in the months and year ahead. Because if they do, bye-bye, stock and real estate markets. They can't take higher rates. It's a fact. No getting around it. You can see what's going on. Again, we were the first to talk about this. And now they're all talking about it. All they were saying was trade and tariffs. And we're saying, no. Interest rates. And now they're all lining up on board to repeat what we've been saying now for the past 10 months. Okay? The numbers are real. Can't take higher interest rates. Breaking news. Mortgage refinance applications hit 18-year low. With no major move in interest rates and continued weakness in home affordability, there was a lot of incentive for home buyers to make a move last week. And there was even less for homeowners looking to save money on their mortgages. Total mortgage application volumes moved 0.1% lower last week from the previous week. Volume was 22% lower than a year ago. That's how they wrote it in CNBC. Yep. Because the average contract interest rate for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is at 5.16%. Refinancing volume was 40% lower than a year ago. Refinance, blah, 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 blah. One thing after another they have over here. Let's see what else. Now, remember, this is a loan with 20% down payment. And a lot of people can't afford that. So, what you have is a stage one recession, as we call it. And that means you're going to start seeing certain segments of society before the whole GDP starts to going into negative territory. And the first one to look at is real estate. So think about it. Markets crashing or melting down. Crypto's crashing. Is real estate and retail next? And by the way, the whole crypto craze, we have undoubtedly one of the top crypto experts in the world. She's living in South Korea, actually. Jonathan Cho. And those of you that subscribe to the Trends Journal know that Jonathan Cho has called the crypto craze more accurately than anyone, anywhere, any place, anyhow. You go back to your July, August, September, October, and now November Trends Journals, and Mr. Cho has called the moves in the cryptocurrency markets right on the money. And you'd either lose money or make money if you believed what he said. Either way, going long or short, because he really nailed it. Yep, he came out actually, and he made a statement, and he said that as far back as August, you know, he said that the decline will continue and that Bitcoin's bottom is in the $1,000 range or slightly below, and said, quote, "What's occurring now is the beginning of the end, not just for Bitcoin, but also for unbacked cryptocurrencies, as they'll likely never again reach the heights they did in 2017. So while cryptocurrencies are highly speculative and unrelated to the economic fundamentals, again, so too are the stock and real estate markets, which have been artificially inflated by the cheap money craze that has boosted them to soaring heights. So again, there's a dangerous economic road ahead. And now you're hearing it from the International Monetary Fund to the biggest hedge funds and wealthiest financiers in the world. They too are now flashing warning signs. The signs and signals of an economic 9/11 we had forecast that is now just beginning to be recognized by them. So that's it. Serious stuff going on. Prepare, prevail, and prosper. Again, it all goes back to interest rates at this point and cheap money. That's what drove the markets, as I said, in real estate higher. And that's what's bringing them down. U.S. durable good orders fall 4.4% in October. Breaking news. Breaking news. And again, lower than expected growth in Germany, the world's number three exporter of product. How come? Trade wars, tariffs. No. People don't have the dough. That's right. Don't have the dough to buy. So there's a slowdown. Orders in U.S. factories, the big ticket manufactured goods fell by the largest amount in 15 months. With a key category that tracks business investment showing weakness for a third straight month. So, you can see where this is going. And if you really want to know where it's going, subscribe to the Trends Journal, of course. Because we've been saying, they're just saying now. I mean, you look at this charts for durable good orders, and poof, you're on a downward hit. And then, of course, there's those FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon. Apple, Google, they're down in bear territory. That's right, down over 20% this year. They're overvalued and overleveraged. Again, we've been writing about this for so long. So in a very critical phase right now, it's time to be cautious. We don't give financial advice. We believe gold is the ultimate safe haven asset. And I've been saying now, forecasting, going way back, that the bottom of gold prices is around $1,200 an ounce. So where are we now with gold? Well, a bit above that $1,200 an ounce level. And it had not broken much below where we had forecast. It went to 1185 this year. And now it's at around 1228. And here's our forecast. Gold prices have to break above $1,450 an ounce for it to spike. The downside risk, we put at $1,200 for a purpose. That's what it costs to pull the stuff out of the ground. Yeah, from Peru to South Africa and every place in between. When you add it up and divide it by whatever, that's what it comes out to. So the volatility, we believe, is going to persist. I mentioned every issue from mortgage applications, new home sales, you keep going on. Look at the numbers. Oh, in China, man, new car sales are going way down. Never had a downturn like this since they've been in the business of really being a country. It's like a poof, just keep declining because people don't have the dough. A $9 trillion corporate debt bomb is bubbling in the United States. That's the headline story in CNBC as we speak. Quote, there's an angst in the marketplace. It's not misplaced at all, said Michael Temper, director of credit research at asset manager Amundi Pioneer. Quote, but we are at the moment where this thing blows sky. But are we at the moment this thing blows sky high? I would think that we're not there yet. That's not to say that we don't get there at some point over the next 12 to 18 months. You know why? As rates continue to move higher, goes back to what I was saying before. It's interest rates. As they used to say back in the day when Bill Clinton was running for presidente in 1992. The campaign slogan within the offices, not to lose track of what the program was and how to say it, it's the economy, stupid. Well, guess what? Today, it's interest rates, stupid. And that's all it's about again. Cheap money. Where to get it, how to get it, and who you're going to get it from. And the ones you get it from are the central banksters. And they're going to loosen up on it, or they're going to tighten up on it. The way things are going, we may see a loosening again. Lower interest rates and more cheap dough to keep the Ponzi scheme going. We're going to be back in a little bit. This is Gerald Celente. See you in a minute or two.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bhavani Jaroff, natural food chef and owner of I Eat Green, a company dedicated to connecting the dots between the foods we eat, how they are grown, how they impact our environment, and how they affect our health. We celebrate the pleasures around the table and work to build a sustainable food movement of like-minded people. I'd like to invite you to join my show, I Eat Green with Bhavani, every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I share my recipe of the week, discuss food and environmental policies that affect us all, and interview a leader in the fields of food, health, or the environment. Together, we can work to build a sustainable food movement, one bite at a time. Remember, my show is every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you can join us.
You're listening to PRN, number one for progressive minds.
The Progressive Radio Network would like to announce a new host and show joining the station.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Abby Martin. Welcome to Media Roots Radio.
Abby Martin's Media Roots Radio can be heard every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at PRN.FM.
Media Roots kind of just was an idea that I had of first just a news aggregate. I feel like a lot of news is backpaged, and instead you see a lot of sensationalism with trivialities like Britney Spears shaving her head and stuff like that, and you don't really see the hard news that, you know, kind of goes overlooked.
Louis Prima, Louis Prima, what a premier guy. Yeah, so we talked a lot about what's going on in the markets. Of course, there's a lot more going on in the world than just what's going on in the market world. Like, hey, keep it quiet. The war in Yemen. Don't say anything about it. Keep it out of the news. Instead, let's talk about that Khashoggi guy that they murdered. How terrible. And Trump supporting the Saudis. Oh, how terrible. Yeah, like all the other presidents before him. Oh, you liberals, you forgot, huh? That the wonderful Saudis, the clown prince, by the way, he was the one that did it. And they brought him over here to America. Everybody bowed down to the clown prince. He's the one that started the war in Yemen. And you know where they started it from? announced from Washington, D.C. in March of 2015 under the presidency of Barack, arrogant Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama. Yep. Quote, really good at killing people, folks. Yeah. Selling all that military equipment to them. Anyway, while the media covers the Khashoggi story, if you're just one of the, I think the number's up to about 56,000, depending on whose numbers you're looking at, dead Yemeni, that's not news. The worst humanitarian crisis on earth, according to the United Nations. That's not news. And by the way, the United Nations is worthless. And as a New Yorker, it's terribly worthless because when all these ambassadors and these other important peoples come to the United Nations for their annual meeting, they close down the city and turn it into a police state. United Nations. United numbskulls, United nobodies, what have they done? You love that Libya war, huh? Well, the United Nations voted on it. We're going to do a no-fly zone. Yeah. Destroying the richest nation in Africa. Where women and people had more rights than anywhere else in the Arab world. And a much better lifestyle as well. Loads of benefits from education to healthcare. I got to get rid of that guy Gaddafi, I tell you, said the arrogant Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Oh, and if only women were in charge, I forgot. Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, and Susan Rice right behind him. Again, I'm tired of this race, gender, creed, color issue. Good and bad comes in all of them. Don't want to hear another word. Save it for somebody else. Good and bad comes in all. From the greatest of morality to the lowest of slime. So, Yemen war, nothing in the media about it. And the United States, by the way, Hijikili just killed 40 people in eastern Syria, bombs. Now, that didn't make the news either. Why should it make the news? What's so important about that? They were only eastern Syrians. Boy, could you imagine if somebody drove a car near London Bridge and killed 5 people and wounded 8? That's news. But slaughter anybody you want in Syria, in Libya, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Who cares? Who cares? Certainly, CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Here are the headline stories. Trump tests the limits of democracy. Now, it's democracy. Democracy. What democracy? We just had midterm elections. Cost $5.2 billion if you wanted to run for office. You had to have a lot of dough. They had an election over there in Illinois. I used to live in Illinois, as we used to say from here. I lived in Chicago. Actually, Evanston, worked in Chicago and D.C. back in the 70s. And they had a governor's race there, this midterm election. $300 million spent for the governor's race. And Pritzker won. You know who Pritzker is? Yeah, they own the Hyatt chain. $300 million. $5.2 billion spent. What are you talking about, democracy? It's not equality in this country. They'll bust your chops if you had two drinks. They'll put handcuffs on you and throw you into jail. Oh, and now under Obama, man, they could give you internal searches, too. Once they arrest you, shove anything up anywhere they want to go. But, you could steal trillions of dollars, ruin the lives of tens of millions of people. If you're a bankster, and nobody goes to jail, democracy, save it, man. This is a fascist society. You need proof? All you New Yorkers and Virginians, where they just gave that sweetheart deal to Amazon? That was a nice one, wasn't it? It's fascism. People say it's crony capitalism. Capitalism is dead. There's no capitalism here. The merger of state and corporate powers. End of story, man. And women. Yep. Amazon is going to reap $3.3 billion in incentives from New York State and New York City alone. That's right. De Blasio. Cuomo. Bleh. What disgusting, slimy lowlives. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Oh, you Democrats, you liberal lovers, man. There are no liberal Democrats. Grow up, liberal Democrats. Them are junk. Them is junk. I got to be proper. It's Dems are drunk or Dem is drunk. Junk. Democracy. Democracy's dead in this country. Democrats. Oh, liberal Democrats. Warmongers. That's all they are. Nothing more, nothing less. Want some facts? Why deal with facts? Well, I'll give you a couple of facts. I know people get tired of facts, you know. As I mentioned, in this politically correct America, so correct was that not one politician running for national office in the 2018 midterm elections uttered a word about such trivial issues as America's endless, murderous, costly wars. Not a word. And those lovely, peace-loving Democrats, they only championed into office 11 military intelligence Democratic candidates who won House seats. Isn't that great? Occupy peace, not war. OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. Put your money and your heart where your mind is. We're planning on launching an Occupy Peace Festival. Liberty, love, joy, and beauty. And again, Gary Null was one of the founders to help us push this forward when he was a speaker here. We closed down the four historic corners of America where the seeds of democracy was sown. Them seeds are drying up, man. It is gone. But we're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back with liberty, love, joy, and beauty, music, entertainment, vendors, arts, crafts, music. Good times for all. So help us do what we can do. Become a part of it. OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. So, that's where we're at. If we don't move forward, we're going to be moving backward really quickly. Very quickly. If you let them have their way, and they're in the way of peace and prosperity. We need a new system. It's happening everywhere else in the world, except here. Midterm elections. What's going to be different next year? Tell me. Tell me one thing that will be different next year. I'll tell you, nothing. Except maybe war. I mean, nothing different because of the two parties. Again, I was going over with the not talking about war. Again, you go to the Cartoon News Network's front page of their website, CNN.com, or it should be .com, because it's CNN con men and con women, con jobs. Prostitutes get paid to put out. We get paid to put out. Democrat Trump's company braces for Democratic investigations. These are the top stories, one after another. On the left, again, it's Trump tests the limits of democracy. In the middle, Trump's company braces for Democratic investigations. And the top story. Tribes people believe they have killed 27-year-old who trespassed on remote island. I'm not making this up. I'm not making it up. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing about America's murderous war in Afghanistan, going on for 17 years. $6 trillion spent since the war on terror began, not only to spend trillions to kill millions and destroy entire nations, but look how they've taken the fun out of life. You got all these creeps out there at train stations, airports, filling you up, frisking you, making your life miserable. Homeland Security, taking our money for the military, industrial, and intelligence complex, and they have to come out with a better name than intelligence, because if you add it all up, man, their intelligence, woof, yep, below zero, nothing, intelligence. And that's where our money's going. Nothing. The news I just read you is totally worthless, won't help you go anywhere, get anything, or do anything. This next Trends Journal, well, we've got to tell you one of the stories we're writing about. And nobody's talking about this. There are two triangles of death forming. One in Central America and one in South America. And it is really serious. What's going on there? It's not making the news. You just saw Argentina getting a $57 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, International Mafia Federation. They have 45% interest rate, inflation rate. 70% interest rate. Who could borrow money at 70%? The country's going downhill fast. Riots in the street. Brazil. They just put in that military cat. Former captain. Just getting out of their worst recession in 100 years and things aren't very good. Venezuela. Millions of people leaving. Emigrating. The Bolivar's lost like 1,000,000% or something like that. Some ridiculous number. Serious. And then you look at the flood of people leaving Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, heading north. Two triangles, north and south. Talk going on between Colombia and Brazil and Argentina against Venezuela. Even talk about overthrowing Maduro, the Venezuelan president. And of course, with the United States involved behind the scenes, or in front of the scenes, being that they do have a bit of a track record of being involved in such issues. If war breaks out in that region, the contagion is going to spread beyond South America and Central America, but into North America and possibly beyond. There's a global economic slowdown, and it's not a minor one. It's big. Again, Japan back in negative GDP growth. This is after they've dumped trillions of dollars into the financial system to boost it up. And they still have negative interest rates. It's serious. Expect our forecast to come true that we are going to see the first stages of global recession take place. Again, it doesn't mean just two quarters of negative GDP growth or whatever other official government line is going to happen. It's going to be slow and steady down. Again, look at the numbers. Markets around the world going into negative, bear, and correction territory. The Asian stock markets alone this year have lost over $5 trillion, and there is no end in sight. The markets in America today, as we speak, you know, got a slight rebound going up. But again, what to watch for are the current events forming future trends. And one of the ones I'm really suggesting you look at are oil prices. Now, oil prices are down. They were up to $86 a barrel for Brent crude in October. I mean, this is only November, right? So from 86, they're down to 64. But war drums are beating louder and louder throughout the Middle East. There's more and more talk with Netanyahu having problems with his presidency over there in Israel. With the destabilization going on now since the murder of that journalist Khashoggi in Saudi Arabia, by Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabian that was murdered ostensibly in Istanbul. The Yemen war, the Syrian war, If war breaks out in the Middle East and oil prices spike above $100 a barrel, kiss the global economy and equity markets goodbye, because they're going to go down big. And again, we don't give financial advice. We suggest you consider watching the prices of gold, because gold is the ultimate safe haven. People ask me what to do, and I don't tell them what to do. And again, remember, these things are cyclical. You know, we'll go down for a while, go up for a while. You know, even if there's a great market correction, they'll come up with another scam to pump it back up. Those are the things that I missed when I was new in the business. The older I got, the more I realized they'll do anything they can to pump these markets up and keep them going, just as they proof is right in front of us. They're scamsters. They don't want to lose. They're banksters. They don't want to lose. Again, when people say to me, you know, you should calm down a little bit. Don't be angry. And sometimes I get angry. And as I say, if Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, could get violent and pick up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple, I could get angry for what the money changers are doing, destroying so many people's lives. All the people have lost their homes. But again, not one of them went to jail. Nope. Not one of the big banksters. Give me some money. Give me a couple of bucks. We'll call it a day. So thank you again for tuning into Progressive Radio Network. I'll be gone for 2 weeks, and we'll see you when I get back. Happy Thanksgiving. Figure me a cutter, mamma, me pan sacchato.